Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson, as always. Andy Dorf will be calling in. He is on vacation, on assignment, whatever you want to term it. We will also be joined today by Brian Snow, otherwise known as the Snowman. He should be joining us at any minute, any second, but we have a lot to talk about today. Hey, March Madness is here, and let's just say the madness was in full effect for the first round, and the first round's not even over yet. It concludes Sunday afternoon. Upsets, teams, you know, Kansas is out. There's some big names that are out. There are some teams that pulled some upsets. Look, there's baseball to talk about. Shohei Ohtani, what's going on there? Is he making bets? Is it true that, you know, his interpreter was doing it? We got NBA basketball to talk about. We got a lot to talk about. So come on back after the break, and we will talk about it all. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924 Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Risen, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults. Nothing is everything. SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson, as always. On the show here with Dorf. Dorf is on vacation, but he will be calling in shortly to talk about anything and everything. I'm sure him and I will have a spirited discussion for sure about March Madness, the NBA or Shohei Ohtani and the gambling allegations and all that kind of stuff and anything else in NFL free agency. I mean, holy smokes. We can always talk NFL. First of all, I want to talk about March Madness. I mean, it's March. It's what happens in March. It's what makes March so special to so many sports fans across this country and across the globe. It's been a ride so far with the March Madness. When you take a look at some of the scores, who's advancing, who's not, some of them makes you raise your eyebrows a little bit. One of them, Grand Canyon, right here in the Valley of the Sun. Grand Canyon is making a little bit of a push. They got their first win as a Division I school in the NCAA tournament, and that is something that they can hang their hat on for sure. And look, Grand Canyon is one of those schools that can surprise some people. They have some players at Grand Canyon for sure. And, you know, being in the Valley of the Sun, Grand Canyon probably doesn't get as much pub as it should as a team, as a program, because look, the other teams in the area, Arizona State and the University of Arizona, which is by far the best basketball program in the state of Arizona, soak up a lot of the headlines. But the other, you know, look, Duke advanced into the second round, NC State. They won on Saturday night. They're going to make it to the round of 16. Probably the biggest surprise in the first round was Oakland beating Kentucky. And that one game, ladies and gentlemen, busted my bracket. I have several brackets out there, but one of them has Kentucky had Kentucky winning it all. And it just goes to show that, I don't know, can you make an argument that Calipari is losing his touch? Is the game passed him by? You take a look at his post-game comments, and I'm sure the Dorfman will have something to say about Kentucky as well, but you look at Coach Cal's post-game comments, and he is kind of doubling down. Hey, this is what I do. I get young guys to come in and play while other teams now with the transfer portal can bring in these more seasoned, shall I say, veterans of college basketball, you know, sophomores and juniors to come in and, you know, kind of semi-grown men playing against kids that are 18 years old that don't have any college experience at all. And you have to question, does Kentucky move on from Coach Cal? I don't think they move on, but I think they kind of lay down the law maybe a little bit with Coach Cal in terms of, hey, we need to maybe do it differently at Kentucky. We can't be all one and dones anymore. We need to have some depth. And, you know, you take a look at guys on that Kentucky team that are not freshmen, that didn't come in with all the publicity and stuff. And out of that Kentucky-Oakland game, Kentucky, those two veteran guys that they have on that team were the ones that actually played halfway decent in the loss to Oakland. But look, coaches now are using that transfer portal much more as a recruiting, and we all know, a much more of a recruiting tool than going after high school kids. The top-notch high school kids are going to be recruited regardless. That just goes without saying. But that transfer portal, you can bring in guys that maybe at a mid-major or at another school that maybe didn't get enough playing time as they thought they should have, but still have the talent and hung around and got that experience of being on a college team, what it takes to be successful at the college level, and bring those guys into your fold at Kentucky. And here's the other thing that makes me feel that they're not going to move on from Cal this year. The buyout for Coach Cal is right around $33 million. Now, not to say that Kentucky can't come up with $33 million to buy Calipari out, but that's still a pretty good chunk of change to buy somebody out, to move on to a new coach, to change the direction of the program. But the athletic director there, Mitch Barnhart, who's been there for a long time, and hasn't been afraid to move on from football coaches and make changes to his athletic program. But this would be a monumental, change, because I still think Coach Calipari is a good coach. I just think he needs to change the way and adapt, to what he's doing with this program and how he works his program. He does need to bring in those veteran guys, like I was saying, to kind of put some to make his program more solid, to bring some experience, like I've been saying, to that program. So we will see what happens at Kentucky for sure in the next few days. I think if they're going to let Cal go and come up with $33 million, I think it happens fairly quickly. The transfer portal, if it's not open already, it will be soon. And you got to get somebody in there that can kind of wow the recruits and kind of make that fan base, which is a rabid fan base there in Lexington, feel a little bit safer about the direction of their program. Because let's face it, Kentucky's a basketball school. I know football is huge. It's an SEC school. But there are just some schools that are basketball schools. Kentucky is one of those schools. So, you know, moving on, you know, from Kentucky, look, Big Ten basketball, Illinois. Boy, Illinois is in the Sweet 16 for the first time in I don't know how long, but Illinois is making some noise. And with their victory last night, where they just put Duquesne down 89-63 on Saturday night, Illinois will move on to play a Big 12 team in Iowa State. And I'm telling you right now, either one of those two schools can get to the Final Four. I think with Iowa State being the 2 seed, Illinois being the 3 seed, when we get to the Sweet 16 next weekend, that's going to be a game that everybody is going to keep on the ledger and kind of make appointment television. But we will get into more of that when we come back from the break. Once again, this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Come back, everybody. Let's talk basketball.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
However, he will be calling in very shortly so we can talk some NCAA basketball, probably some NBA and, you know, whatever else that we feel that we can, that we want to talk about. But, you know, we started off talking about March Madness. That's the big thing this time of year. And, you know, look, there talked about Kentucky losing to Oakland and, you know, some other upsets. Grand Canyon kind of making a name for themselves in that first round as well. Oregon, you know, they lost on Saturday night to Creighton in one of the best games of the tournament, double overtime on Saturday night, and they go down by 12. But they showed a lot of fight, a lot of grit last night in that 86-73 loss. And let's not forget this. And I know a lot of you know that I'm a big Pac-12 guy. I'm a West Coast guy. I grew up in Pac-12 country, graduated from a Pac-12 school. Here's the other thing with these Pac-12 schools in both the men's tournament and the women's tournament. Since the Pac-12 is pretty much dissolving or is dissolving after this year, which is just bad and frustrating, but it's the way that college sports is going now with realignment. Every time a Pac-12 school wins, that's another $2 to $3 million for Oregon State University and Washington State University to use how they see fit, because those two schools are now in control of the Pac-12. But I am told that we have Andy Dorf on the line, and he's just itching to talk about March Madness and what's going on. Dorfman, what is shaking with you? Dorfman, are we there?
I am here, my friend. How are you?
There we go. Hey, you know, look, we're just talking NCAA tournament. I mean, it's for you and I, it's basketball junkies. This is one of the best things about sports the entire calendar year. What have been your thoughts in regards so far to March Madness?
Well, thank God we had that Creighton-Oregon game because – quite frankly, I've been relatively unimpressed with the lack of competitiveness in some of these games. You know, it's an interesting time period that we're going through where everybody wants to get to the next level. They want to get paid as college athletes now. I think in a lot of ways, it's hurt the game. On the college level and definitely at the NBA level as well. But I don't want to be a downer on the whole situation because, quite frankly, as you know as well as I do, this is a great tournament. It's a lot of fun. We learn about people that we don't know much about. Their stories can be very incredible. They can be heartwarming. They can be inspiring. Think about the kid from GCU. Foster Grant, man. I mean, what an amazing story for that young man. Kid went to Kansas, played there for a year, had a heart condition, wasn't really looked at by anybody very highly, falls in the hands of Grand Canyon University, and look at what the kid is doing. It's fantastic. So I almost think to a certain degree it's, to me, more about the stories, about learning about kids that are doing amazing things and inspiring people, to be honest with you, Mike. So to me, that's a great story, and I'm really looking forward to watching Grand Canyon play today.
No, Grand Canyon, it's going to be interesting with Grand Canyon playing Alabama. I mean, look, if Grand Canyon gets two wins in this NCAA tournament, you and I both know what that does for recruiting for a school like that, that is in at least the Valley of the Sun in the state of Arizona. A little bit look not, I don't want to say down upon, but they're kind of the third wheel in terms of University of Arizona and the Sun Devils here, you know, in Tempe. But if you get two wins in this tournament and you go on and you're going to have to play North Carolina, a blue blood in the world of college basketball, that's going to do a lot for that program. And, you know, dare I say, Andy, that Grand Canyon would be a very attractive spot, a more attractive spot than going down to Tempe in Arizona State. Am I too far off with that, or what do you think?
Look, it's the proof is in the pudding, my friend, right? I mean, where is ASU right now? They're not playing. Grand Canyon is getting much better talent than Arizona State is, for sure. U of A still has things rocking and rolling, as we know, and kudos to them, because I think this is a great opportunity for them to march all the way to State Farm Stadium to that Final Four. So, yes, you're definitely on to something. I'm impressed with Bryce Drew and the job that he's done. He took over, you know, after Dan Marley, and there was a little bit of some things going on behind the scenes, and they haven't missed a beat. They've done is pick up from where they left off, and they're an unbelievably good mid-major. And I would say that, you know, almost to the fact that they're not a mid-major, that they get top quality talent, man, and it's showing out there on the floor. So, yeah, I think they really got something going. And the other thing they have going for them, look, I've never been a man that to really think about these things too much, but the power of the man upstairs, my friend, it goes a long way. And that's what's going on for Grand Canyon, man. They believe they've got a lot of heart, man. I really like that squad, and I would not be surprised or shocked if they go on and win today as well. Like, they got top-notch quality, man. They got some kids that can really, really play. So kudos to Grand Canyon in the sense of people talking about them as a mid-major. I don't know, man. I think that's a dangerous, dangerous thought when you're talking about a team that wins 30 games in a season. Like, they're no slouch, brother. They're good. They're a very good basketball team, and they're extremely well-coached. And they play very freely. So I like what I'm seeing from Grand Canyon, and hopefully it continues later on today.
Yeah, no doubt that we both hope that it continues on later today. And tell me about your thoughts, and I'll ask you a couple of questions here, and I'll let you elaborate. The upset with Oakland and Kentucky, what does it mean for Coach Cal? And then, you know, on Saturday afternoon, Gonzaga just turned the Jets on, or turned something on in that second half of that Kansas game, and what it means for Gonzaga moving forward, and maybe what it means for Rock Chalk in the off season.
Let me take the Gonzaga situation first, because that's a little more near and dear to my heart. My brother went to Kansas. Always have a soft spot for Kansas in my heart. And, you know, they were missing their top player. And ultimately,
yeah,
that was going to be an uphill battle for them sooner or later. You know, they were thinking they could lose first round to Samford. They didn't. They played that game, and they played pretty well. Bill Self himself, you know, knew he had his back up against the wall with this particular team. And let's be honest, all season long, they were very up and down. So this isn't a typical Kansas team coming into this tournament, and it showed. They got bounced early, but let's give credit where credit's due. You know, Gonzaga is a squad that, I don't know, it's something crazy, like 9 of the last 10 years or something like that. They've been to the Sweet 16. So Mark Few and those guys know what the hell they're doing, my friend. They do a fantastic job with Gonzaga. And, again, another team that, you know, we used to look at as, like, not really that serious. But what they've done and the body of work that they've done over time, you got to give credit where credit's due. They know exactly what the heck they're doing. They get guys that want to stick around for 4 years, and they get guys that want to play a Mark Few system. So Gonzaga's another one of those great stories, for sure. And on the other side, Kansas, you know, they'll be back. You know, that's the good thing about Kansas. They're one of the best, and they're always going to have a shot because they're going to get great recruits. We know that. So I wouldn't be too worried if I'm a Kansas Jayhawk fan about what you saw this year, because, quite frankly, when they lost McClure, the odds and the deck was really stacked up against them coming into this tournament. So, you know, sometimes you just got to tip your hat to the other squad and say, hey, they played a better game than us, and that's why they're moving on. Let's talk Kentucky now. Look, Coach K is notorious for what
he does. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's do this, Danny. We got to take a pause from the cause here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, coming back at you after the break and talking college basketball. Come on back, everybody.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson. I am currently being joined by the usual host of the show, Andy Dorf, who is, I don't know if I want to say on vacation in the great state of Wisconsin, but he's certainly visiting family and making his way back to the Valley of the Sun. You know, Andy, you were talking earlier before we went to break, you know, about Kansas and the Gonzaga game, you know, and I also asked you about, you know, Coach Calipari there in Kentucky or at Kentucky. What do you think they should do there? I mean, look, the buyout's $33 million. That's a big chunk of cheese to be writing a check for. But, you know, I think there needs to be some adjustment in terms of how Cal runs his program there at Kentucky. But what say you?
Well, we heard him in his presser, right, talking about, well, maybe I need to go and get some guys that are older because the team that he lost to, they had some mature, older kids versus his 18 and 19-year-old kids. Look, man, he does things the way he does them. So I think
right.
I think it's hard to ask a guy to completely change the way that he functions as a coach. Would it do him some good to probably have some kids that are going to stick around longer than one year? Of course, you know. But again, we're living in a world, my friend, where everybody wants everything now or yesterday. And now that kids are getting paid to play in college, it makes things a little more difficult, right? Because the highest bidder is going to wind up getting the best quality. But with that being said, what is Coach K really good at? He's really good at getting those young guys to figure things out usually by the time March Madness comes. And they wind up having these great runs. Maybe it just wasn't in the cards this time around. And when you're talking about a buyout of $33 million, I'm sorry, brother, but that would be a major reason for me, if I'm that university, to say, okay, listen, we weren't completely satisfied with what happened, but we need to come up with a game plan and figure out a way to move this thing forward once again with the same pieces of the puzzle, because I don't know how they can keep printing money the way that they are. You know, sports in general, it's monopoly money, my friend. So
yes,
I think cooler heads need to prevail, and it's one of those things where we react very quickly to what we see in moment. The moment's gone now. You know, maybe they've had time to just relax a little bit and say, all right, wasn't our year. We're going to go back at this again next year, and hopefully it turns out a little bit better. But I think there's 33 million reasons why they need to figure out a situation where things get better with who they have in place right now. That would be my thought.
No, and look, you and I are pretty much on the same page with this conundrum that Mitch Barnhart, the athletic director at Kentucky, is probably going through at this moment. You know, in terms of what do we do here? How do we maybe change things up? But you know, let's get back to the tournament and the teams that are still in.
Is there a team, Andy, out there that you're like, I'm going to keep my eye on this team and that they could make a serious run? Is it, you know, is it a Marquette? I mean, Colorado Marquette today, I think that could be a pretty entertaining game. Certainly Clemson Baylor could be interesting. Tennessee, you know, last night, you know, Saturday night, they go on to win. Tennessee could be one of those teams that gets to the Final Four. But is there a team out there for you right now, Dorf, that you're like, I'm keeping my eye on these guys?
Yeah, I mean, look, obviously you're looking at all those top seeds because they earned that spot. You know, I'll be interested to see what Purdue does with Utah State. Utah State played a great first-round game. Purdue looked a little shaky, and then all of a sudden, Purdue woke up. I'll be interested in them. I like Marquette, obviously. You know, that's one of my squads because I'm hanging out right now in the great state of Wisconsin, as you alluded to a little earlier. But obviously, my hometown, and that is a team that I would love to see playing at State Farm Stadium at the Final Four, which you and I will be covering, which is awesome and fantastic in its own way. UConn, man, I don't know. I've never really think it's not easy to repeat, but UConn is really good. They just have they have something about them that makes me say they can do it again, and I'll be super impressed if they can get it done. You know, there's been a lot of people talking about Houston, and I think that's a great matchup today where you have Texas A&M playing Houston. It's a battle of Texas to a certain degree, right? That should be a fun matchup to see. And, hey, how cool was it to see Yale play the way that they did in their first round? And there's always a magical run from somebody. You know, you mentioned Colorado, who's had to play – the play-in to get into the field of 68 or whatever it is, right? There's something about them that's interesting. I don't know if they can continue it, but there's something about them that's intriguing. And you know, overall, for the most part, I've been relatively impressed with the pack, the play of the pack in general. You know, for a conference that's leaving, I think they've represented pretty well when you think about the football and obviously this basketball tournament. So if there's one thing I'll say about those schools, that they're definitely going out the right way because they're playing well enough and they're letting people know that they're on the map to a certain degree. So I'm impressed with what the Pack has done. I give a lot of credit to the Pack, and you know, I don't know. There's something about Grand Canyon that that would be a one hell of a story, my friend. If they could make it to the Final Four at State Farm Stadium, I don't know. I might be getting a little bit ahead of myself because I know they play Alabama, which is going to be a tough, tough game. But that would be one hell of a story, Mike, if you ask me.
No, that would be one hell of a story if they were to make their way to the Final Four. I mean, look, they beat Alabama today, like I said earlier in the show, and they take on one of the biggest blue bloods in all of college basketball in North Carolina. Carolina looked good against Michigan State on Saturday afternoon. You know, I asked you a team that could go on a streak. Iowa State, man, there is something brewing with those Cyclones. And I'm telling you, I'm impressed with that fan base too. That fan base shows up and they show out and they support that team. But man, there is a grit. There is a toughness to that Iowa State team, that a lot of teams, you know, to me so far just haven't exuded. But, you know, Illinois, I mean, look, Iowa State and Illinois, a two and a three seed, that game in the Sweet 16, that's appointment television. And Illinois looked good on Saturday night. They look good on Saturday night. And it's just one of those things where, you know, and I know, you catch fire in the tournament and old Mo, you know, gets on your side and you get some confidence, you can take that confidence all the way to the Final Four and the title game and a national championship, right?
Yeah, I call it Mama Mo, but hey, whatever you want to call it whatever you call it. But I agree with you on Tennessee. That's a squad that can obviously get it going. They had a tough one against Texas, but they did obviously get through it. Illinois was all over Duquesne. I don't think we're really shocked or surprised about that. Another squad we haven't mentioned, man, NC State. They're another one of those teams that had to play really well coming into the tournament, like you said. So that would be Mama Mo for them. And Iowa State is, they could have been a one seed. But like, let's be honest about that. So they were a very, very good two seed, probably the strongest two seed up on that board. Maybe them or Arizona, one of those two. But quite frankly, yeah, I don't know if I trust North Carolina as a number one seed. I know that they handled Michigan State, but I don't know how good Michigan State was coming into this tournament, because if I saw their record correctly, I think they were 19-14 on the season. So ultimately, you know, that was one of those ones where you're thinking about Tom Izzo and his magic that he can have, but wasn't to be. So look, I think from here on out, we are going to see a much better quality basketball game. And that's kind of what I'm thinking is, you know, at this moment, you're about to turn the corner. When you get to the Sweet 16, you start seeing, you know, the top of the class kind of rise to the top here. So we'll see what happens later on today. But I am really, really looking at that GCU game. And I you talked about fan bases. Holy cow, my friend. That fan base is absolutely insane. They really, really get it going. So it's going to be a fun day. Let's just put it that way. It's going to be a fun day of hopefully some really, really good basketball.
No, I really do hope it's going to be really, really good basketball. And look, the one team we haven't talked a lot about, I mean, they should get a lot of press because, you know, they've made it to the Sweet 16, is that team down in Tucson, the University of Arizona, man. When they have it going, that is a very tough team to deal with. They have bigs. They have 3 or 4 seven-footers on their roster. They got wing guys. They got Caleb Love. They got dudes that can get up and down the floor. You mentioned not trusting North Carolina. There is a part of me, Andy, that does not 100% trust Arizona. Seeing them in person a few times, it's like they go into these little lulls where they don't score, and they kind of went into one of those during the game yesterday. I'm like, and they started settling for threes, and I'm like, take the ball to the rim, see the ball go in the basket, and that'll help you kind of get out of these defensive lulls, offensive lulls, whatever it is. But if Arizona can put it all together, man, just think, Andy, for a second, if Grand Canyon and the U of A make it to the Final Four, how crazy would that State Farm Stadium be, man?
It would be insane. And it could happen. So let's get through today, because, as you said, U of A has gotten through. They're done. And that's the thing about college basketball, which you said. All these teams can go on major droughts where they just don't score. So whoever can wind up getting a bucket here and there and obviously playing good defense, and, you know, there's two things to look for, turnovers and rebounds, if you ask me. Those are two important stats when you're talking about basketball. So whoever usually wins those two things, they usually have a lot of success.
You know, we're kind of getting up against it here, and we're going to let you go so you can get on the big bird and fly back to the great state of Arizona. I just want to get your thoughts really quick on the whole Shohei Ohtani controversy Do you think he was making bets? Do you think, you know, his interpreter was stealing money? What do you think with that whole thing? And how do you think Major League Baseball should probably look at this and treat this?
Look, hey, do you want to take a quick break here and then we'll come back and do that?
Well, you know, we can certainly take a quick break and we can finish off at the top of the hour for sure. Yeah.
Why don't we take a quick break and then I'll come back and answer that question before we get out of the top of the hour.
Okay. Well, let's do that. We'll take that break. And, you know, once again, if you want to get in touch with Andy or myself, social media, go to Instagram at the Real Dorf on Sports. Your Twitter is, what's your Twitter again? For some reason, I just had a brain cramp on that. What's your Twitter or your X or XYZ?
At Dorf on Sports, my friend. Come on now.
Yeah, at Dorf on Sports. For some reason, I just thought it was Andy Dorf. Like, that's all what I thought. But, you know, you can get at me at Pigskin Opinion. You can go to our Facebook page, The Real Dorf on – or not, just Dorf on Sports on the Facebook page to get in touch with us. But we've been talking college basketball. We're looking forward to today. And, you know, Shohei and his issues, it's going to be interesting to see how Major League Baseball deals with this and what they find. Because, look, these professional sports have investigators that they can get to the bottom of things really, really easy and figure things out, you know, for the most part. If they find something, Andy, about him betting on games, I mean, we could seriously be looking at Pete Rose part two, you know, with this. And there's a lot of people right now that are already calling for him to be suspended or banned. And I'm like, we don't have all the information. Like, to me, that's a little too early to kind of be jumping on something like that. But, you know, for the most part, it's a bad look. I mean, it's basically the golden boy, isn't he?
Look, the bottom line is this. I think when there's smoke, there's fire. And in this situation, somebody was doing something that they didn't want people to find out about. That's never a good sign, Mike. And, you know, in every single one of those Major League Baseball locker rooms, there's a sign. And it says, no gambling. So it's not like these guys don't know. They did something where they didn't want people to find out. That's kind of how I'm looking at it, and that's how I see it. And ultimately, this is one of those situations that I personally don't think it's a good situation. And the only thing good about it, and this is what baseball liked about it, is that it brought baseball into the light. Because at this moment in time, you got what? March Madness. You got the NBA playoffs coming up soon. So all this did was put a little bit of a light on Major League Baseball coming into the season. And Manfred probably loves that. But look, at the end of the day, I would absolutely say that this guy should not be able to play baseball games until the investigation is over. Because at this moment in time, If you're giving somebody $4.5 million and you sign off on it, you're wiring that money. There's a trail, and I don't think that trail leads to good things, Mike. I really don't.
Yeah, no. I don't either. And you know, with all the money. And you know, look, we can make the argument money is the root of all evil and money's the bottom of this. And it is. It just is when you're talking about gambling. And you're exactly right. You walk into any Major League Baseball locker room, offices, you know, whatever it is, and it says no gambling. So I hear the music. We got to get to the top of the hour here. Andy, it's been great. We will talk to you when you get back in town and kind of go from there. But thanks for joining the show, Andy. And once again, everybody, come back. It's Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. Former President Trump taking his social media platform Truth Social public next week, and he stands to make a lot of money, USA's John Schaefer reports.
The social media company founded by former President Trump is set to become publicly traded through a merger. Shareholders of Digital World Acquisition Corporation granted approval on Friday for the merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, the owner of the Truth Social platform. Trump's ownership in the new company valued at around $3 billion. I'm John Schaefer.
Meanwhile, Trump facing a Monday deadline to come up with almost $500 million in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment. New York Attorney General Democrat Letitia James is preparing to seize some of Trump's Westchester County, New York properties, including one of Trump's golf courses. USA's Dave Collins with more.
Trump faces a Monday deadline to pay his $464 million bond in a civil fraud case. Records show that James has formally registered judgments against Trump, the Trump Organization, and his two older sons in Westchester County, which signals Trump National Golf Club and the Seven Springs Estate may be at risk of being seized. Trump's lawyers say they can't find an underwriter willing to take on the entire amount.
Well wishes coming in from around the world as news breaks that Princess Kate being treated for cancer. The British monarch delivering an address Friday about how she and her family are coping and asked the public for time, space, and privacy while she is receiving chemotherapy. The princess, who is only 42 years old, describing in a video recording how she and her family are dealing with the devastating diagnosis.
This, of course, came as a huge shock. And William and I have been doing everything we can to process and manage this privately for the sake of our young family.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Chaos in Russia. ISIS terrorists claiming responsibility for a massive terrorist attack at a concert hall near Moscow. five gunmen wearing masks, shooting and killing at least 60 people, more than 145 others injured in the attack. Extremely disturbing video posted online showing the five gunmen in military uniforms shooting at civilians with automatic weapons, as others screaming and ducking for cover. A Russian rock band called Picnic was about to take to the stage to start playing at the sold-out show. The five terrorists also throwing explosives in the building, which started a massive fire. Russian media says none of the venue's security guards had guns and may be among those who were killed. The U.S. Embassy in Moscow warned Russian authorities of a possible terrorist attack just 2 weeks ago.
I also had a chance to meet with the hostage families again, and it's hard to describe what they're going through.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, everybody. Good afternoon, good evening, and maybe even good afternoon again. I don't know. Look, this is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. Andy Dorf is making his way from the great state of Wisconsin to the great state of Arizona as we speak. Look, we spent the first hour talking March Madness and the upsets, the teams. We talked some Grand Canyon University, what it would mean for this area, because Andy and I are both in the Valley of the Sun down here in Phoenix. We talked about Gonzaga in Kansas, Coach Cal at Kentucky, you know, all those things. The one thing with March Madness is that we haven't really talked about is the women's side of the bracket. And, you know, look, you can make an argument. The biggest name in college basketball right now is Caitlin Clark out of the University of Iowa, and what she's done, the all-time leading scorer in college basketball, men's or women's history. We haven't talked the NFL. We're going to talk NBA during this hour, what the Celtics are doing, and what those teams with the play-in are going to be doing. So come back, join us. Once again, this is Mike Wilson filling in for Andy Dorf today on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Come back, everybody. Let's talk sports.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRizi, Risankizumab Risen, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. SkyRizi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about SkyRizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson, usually co-hosting with my partner in crime, Andy Dorf. But today he is making his way from Wisconsin to Arizona, had some family stuff he had to take care of, so he is en route back to the desert. With that being said, as Andy Dorf would say many times on this show, we've talked a lot of basketball so far on the show, obviously March Madness being one of the, or if not the biggest, sporting event during the month of March and early April. But right now I'd like to concentrate on some NBA basketball and what that means. So we will get there in terms of the playoffs and all that with NBA basketball, you know, sprinting towards the playoffs and what it means for each one of these teams. Because right now, if you take a look at the conference standings, you know, Boston, you know, and I make no apologies. I'm a Boston Celtic fan. I have followed this team. I have been a fan of this team. They are my team since I was a little kid. And they are truly one of my teams that I ride and die with. And I'm a big NBA guy. I like the NBA. I know there's some people nowadays that just they don't because of various reasons. But I don't let, you know, various reasons get in my way of enjoying professional athletes on an NBA court, because to me they are some of the best athletes, if not the best athletes on the planet. But right now, you know, Boston's sitting there at 57-14, people. 57-14. Whether you like Boston or whether you can't stand them, especially if you're a Knicks fan, especially a Laker fan, you know, it's something that kind of raises your eyebrows a little bit. They are 11.5 games up on the Milwaukee Bucks. They are 13.5 games up on the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they are 14.5 games up on the New York Knicks, which for a while a lot of people thought or think, they continue to think the Knicks can give Boston you know, a rough go and make them, you know, somewhat maybe struggle in a 7-game series. I am telling you right now, they may be able to win a game, maybe two, against Boston, but in a 7-game series, the first 1-4, there ain't no way the New York Knicks are going to beat the Boston Celtics in a best-of-7 playoff scenario. I don't care what Stephen A. Smith says. I don't see it happening. You look at Boston's lineup, and it is to some people, and I've heard some people say this, you know, on air, on the radio, it's disgusting. This is their words, not mine. Disgusting at the amount of talent that the Boston Celtics have acquired. Now, we all know that the guy that stirs the straw that stirs the drink in Beantown, is Jason Tatum. And there are people in the media, sports media, that have called into question, can he get it done? Can he lead the Celtics to their 18th NBA title? I absolutely think he can. And, you know, I think for a lot of those people that want to sit there and kind of make mincemeat out of, or make a molehill out of nothing. Yes. Does Boston have some times where they kind of go into a lull, where they rely on the three a little too much, or they go into, you know, iso ball a little too much? Sure. But if that's what you're nitpicking at, okay, you have 6 guys on that team, maybe 7 now with, you know, the emergence of Sam Hauser and the amount of threes that he's hit over the last few games. I mean, he hit 10 in one game. I think he has between 20 and 30 threes the last 3 games, which is an organizational, it's a team record kind of thing. He can get you 15 real quick. Kristaps Porzingis, I can't say enough about the transition with Kristaps coming to Boston and replacing a guy that was so beloved in Marcus Smart in Boston, and making them not necessarily forget about Marcus Smart and his positivity and the leadership that he brought, but Kristaps Porzingis, when he's healthy, and he's been healthy for the most part this year, he can get you 20 to 25 real easy. He can make shots. He can challenge shots. He's rim protection, to say the least, at 7'3" or 7'4", whatever he is. And the chemistry between him and Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, for me, has been, with this squad and this era of Boston Celtic basketball, has been my favorite player. He's you know, we all know he's 6'7", but this year he has taken his scoring and his leadership and his defensive prowess to the next level. And that's good to see since he signed that Supermax contract that's going to be paying him in excess of $300 million over the next 5 to 6 years. Okay. Jaylen Brown, if Jaylen's having a bad game, okay, that makes things a little tougher on Boston to win games. But Derek White as well. Talk about a guy that had all the stuff to be an all-star this year. But true fans knew that he probably wasn't going to make it. But there is no doubt that what he brings to the Boston Celtics from an offensive standpoint, but especially from a defensive standpoint, is immeasurable. There's a between him and Drew Holiday, you got two guys that can lock down the opposing team's starting guards and do it very well. Derek White blocks shots at a rate where it's just surprising. He gets his hands on the ball. He gets steals. He can score. It's almost like Derek White has taken the mantle of what Marcus Smart did for the Boston Celtics for so many years. Okay, and I know I'm going on a little bit of rant about my team, but I think with all the people questioning them, okay, and it just it bothers me to see that just a little bit. They're 57-14, like I said. Your record is, and it tells everybody who you are. Okay. Now, I still think, and Andy still thinks, and I think I'll speak for him a little bit, that it's Boston Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Finals. Okay. They played, those two teams played just the other night. Boston almost wasted this game away by doing some of that three-point shooting and iso ball. But they're going to be a force. And if this is the season they're going to win it, this is the season they're going to win it because of all their talent that they got. When we come back from the break on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, we'll keep talking NBA, and I promise we won't just talk Boston Celtics. So come back after the break, everybody, and we'll talk the world of the NBA.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. Once again, my name is Mike Wilson, usually your co-host here with Andy Dorf, but Dorf couldn't be with us today. He is en route back to the state of Arizona from the great state of Wisconsin. So it's just me, and we're talking NBA. And look, the NBA playoffs are fast approaching. And I know that I spent a lot of time talking about my beloved Boston Celtics and just how well they are doing. And that's putting it mildly. They are way up in the conference in terms of the next closest team, which is the Milwaukee Bucks, at 11.5 games back. And you know, I do wish Andy was here to talk about his Bucks and what he thinks about them so far with Doc Rivers, you know, coming in basically halfway through the season, the addition of Lillard, you know, Damian Lillard, you know, from the Portland Trail Blazers, and what it's going to mean, and is this chemistry still kind of an issue with the Bucks and the new additions and getting used to what Doc Rivers wants defensively. I think it's getting better. I think the expectations with Doc and the emphasis maybe on defense that he brings is getting better for sure. Lillard, you know, Andy and I have talked about this on the air before with Lillard. It's still Dame time. You know, I was born and raised in just outside of Portland, Oregon, and I know what Damian Lillard means or meant to that community up there. He still means a lot up there. His family is back in Portland. So he's going through some personal stuff now that I wouldn't wish upon anybody, and just the difficulty that it brings. Going through when you're not seeing your kids every day, going through a divorce, that whole thing. But I think in the end for Milwaukee, I do think it's going to reap some dividends and push them into the Eastern Conference Finals against the Celtics. I do. Giannis to me is one of the best bigs in professional basketball, if not the best. I think you could probably make an argument that, you know, Nikola Jokic out there in Denver for the world champs in the Nuggets is probably the best big out there. The only thing Giannis can't do is shoot threes. He's not a three-point shooter. Jokic can shoot threes. Embiid, when he's on the court and healthy, can shoot threes. But there is no way if my team was offered, you know, Giannis, that we would take a serious look, that they would take a serious look at it. Anybody would. They'd have to be out of their flipping mind not to do or to take a look at if they could get the services of the freak. But the freak is not going anywhere. You know, as much as people like to make a story out of nothing, they think, you know, Giannis is going to go somewhere eventually. He's going to get tired of not winning another championship, and maybe some frustration grows in Milwaukee. I don't think so. I think Milwaukee's going to do whatever it takes to make that guy happy. They realize he's the face of their franchise. He's their guy. But also they have to be realistic. Giannis is going to be turning 30 soon. And, you know, a lot of people like to make a lot of hay out of, you know, athletes when they hit 30. The way these athletes keep themselves in shape and they keep their bodies tuned to what they need to be doing in terms of being that professional athlete, especially in the NBA, is different than when Dorf and I were growing up in the 80s and 90s. So when it comes to Giannis, he's still a top 2-3 force in the NBA. And Milwaukee's going to be a top 2-3 force in the NBA as long as they have Giannis. And if that chemistry between him and Dame get to a level where we all expect it to be or have expected it to be with them this year, then they're going to be a force, and they can beat Boston. I'm not afraid to say that. They're the one team in the East that, or actually there's probably two teams in the East that can take out Boston, Milwaukee being one of them. Miami Heat, I'm telling you, Miami's starting to do what Miami starts to do this kind of year. They start getting, you know, chemistry together. They start winning games. They start doing what they did last season in kind of into form a little bit more in terms of, you know, they're not afraid of anybody. Look, they're the defending Eastern Conference champs. So they're not scared of Boston at all. They're not scared of Milwaukee. They beat both of them in the past in the playoffs. They've been to the finals a bunch of times. Jimmy Butler is scary as all get out. That team has what they call, I mean, look, it's even on their uniforms where it says Heat culture. Okay. So when Miami is clicking and the culture is doing what it usually does, Miami is a very, very scary team in the East. They're the team that no one wants to mess with. They want to avoid the Miami Heat at any cost. Okay, they just don't want to see those guys. Miami has a grit. They have a toughness to them that is second to none. And, you know, when the playoffs do come around, and look, if Miami can get out of that seventh spot, they're in the seventh spot right now, a game and a half behind Indianapolis, behind the Pacers, look out. They can certainly make some noise. And look, when you go to the Western Conference in the NBA, you know, OKC and Denver are tied. And Denver starting to do what made them successful and NBA champs last season. They're starting to win games. They're going into other people's gym to win games. They're 50-21. OKC is 49-20. So, like I said, they are tied for the top seed in the West. Minnesota is only a game and a half behind. Minnesota is right there too. Denver to me is the best team in the West. You know, I know people in Oklahoma City and Minneapolis may disagree with me on that, but Oklahoma City and Minneapolis, they are so young, they're inexperienced when it comes to playoff basketball, to going deep in the playoffs. They don't necessarily have a history of getting deep into the playoffs. So they can kind of go off of, you know, ignorance is bliss. If the Thunder or the Timberwolves can make that run, they're going to be working off a little of ignorance is bliss because they've never been there. They'll discover what it takes to get there. Denver's been there and done it. Okay. And anytime, you know, you have Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Michael Porter Jr., Aaron Gordon. I mean, look, the list just goes on and on, you know, about the talent that they have. And I look at Denver the same way I look at my Celtics. There's just so much talent there. Now, the one thing Denver has over Boston is that they've done it. They've won the title. They've won the championship. They know what that takes. You know, if those two teams, if Boston and Denver were to meet up in the NBA Finals, I think it would be a very entertaining and exciting NBA Final. But if we're just talking about the West right now, I think Denver comes out of the West. I think they're going to win the West. I think they're going to get the top seed in the West. And, you know, anytime you have to go into the Mile High City in Denver, if you've never been there, one of the first things you notice is the altitude and your breathing. It is. People don't talk about it enough, ladies and gentlemen, but if you've grown up out West like I have and been to Denver several times, it is something. It is something that you have to deal with when you're an NBA team, and you can get a little tired a little quicker when you're not used to dealing with altitude. That is seriously a home court advantage for the Denver Broncos. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. Denver Nuggets for this other NBA team. So, you know, I hear the music in the background. We will come back. We'll probably talk some more NBA and probably talk some NFL as well. So, once again, this is Mike Wilson. This is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Come back and talk sports, ladies and gentlemen. Let's do this.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
There we go. Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. My apologies. I think a scorpion got a hold of the phone line out here in the middle of the desert. But I was just saying, if you want to join in on the conversation, last 20, 25 minutes of the show, you can call in at 1-800-878-7529. You can get in touch with Andy and I on Facebook. Our Facebook page is Dorfon Sports. Our Instagram page is The Real Dorfon Sports, and our Twitter or X or XYZ handles for Andy, it's Dorfon Sports, and for me, it's Pigskin Opinion. So you can kind of tell which sport I really, really enjoy talking about. I like talking about them all. I'm a huge college football fan. I go to a lot of college football games and playoffs and bowl games and all that kind of stuff. So I really do like talking college football. But this time of year, it's all about March Madness, NBA playoffs. The baseball season is getting underway here fairly shortly. And so for the time being, we're going to keep talking about the NBA. And look, you know, the thing that's gathering a lot of attention is simply, you know, will the Lakers, will Golden State, because look, they're the two kind of, they have the two players that are kind of the golden boys and have been in the NBA for a long time, and LeBron James and Steph Curry. And can they get their teams into the playoffs? And that is something we shall see. But right now, if you're taking a look at the Western Conference standings, okay, and that's what I'm looking at right now, the Los Angeles Lakers are in ninth place at 38-32 11 and a half games behind OKC and Denver, who are at the top of the conference and tied for the top for the lead in the conference. And then the Golden State Warriors are there in the 10th spot, 13 games behind at 36 and 33 with a little bit of a surprise. The Houston Rockets are in that 11th spot. They're at 35 and 35. They're 500 on the season, 14 and a half games behind. But the difference between LA and Houston is only three games. And the difference between Golden State and Houston is only a game and a half at this point. So, you know, there is still some room for maneuvering in these last, I mean, it's about 12 to 13 games, I believe, that are left for most teams, if not all teams, in the NBA. I'm going to, you know, I think the Los Angeles Lakers make the playoffs. I think they get in. They do have they have a solid team, but anytime you have LeBron James, anytime you have Anthony Davis, who, when healthy, he's a top 6, 7, 8 player in the league. But we all know that AD can have a propensity to, you know, he can get a hangnail. He can slip in the shower and something happens and he's out for 6 weeks or he's out for 2 months, you know, whatever it may be. So there's that issue with the Lakers. But anytime you got one of the people on the Mount Rushmore of basketball history and LeBron James, you're going to have a shot at getting to the playoffs. However, okay, Houston is right there. And with Ime Udoka, the former Boston coach, and we all know how he lost his job in Boston. I liked Udoka. Now, I didn't necessarily like what he did on his way out of Boston. But as a coach, the guy can coach. There's no doubt about that. They have a young squad there in Houston. And, you know, I talked earlier about OKC and in Minnesota. You know, they're kind of learning how to win in the league on the fly. Because they just haven't done it. Houston hasn't been relevant for a long time, for a very long time. You know, for me, you know, Houston, when Houston was relevant, Hakeem Olajuwon, Clyde Drexler, Tracy Murray, those guys, Kenny Smith, you know, they're all down in Houston winning championships, right? You know, for a long time. They're not there anymore. But Ime Udoka changed the culture down there because for a long time, Houston was just a cesspool of losing. They didn't know how to win. They didn't necessarily know how to draft. And finally, when they got, you know, they got a new GM there. They got rid of Morey. They got rid of James Harden. And getting rid of Harden was, you know, to Andy and me, that was almost addition by subtraction, you know, getting rid of Harden down there. And Chris Paul, you know, they got rid of Chris Paul as well. But now Udoka's changed that culture. They've won some games. They're not the laughing stock that they have been for a long time, you know, as they were for a long time. Okay. And I'm not sitting here trying to make Houston like they were just so irrelevant. They were that bad, but for a few years they were. And from time to time, every organization goes through rough patches. Boston's gone through rough patches. I mean, don't even get me started on Rick Pitino being, you know, the Celtic coach and what he did and set back that franchise for a little bit. The Lakers have had that. My hometown team growing up, the Blazers, are kind of in the middle of that right now, not really being relevant, not really being all that good. They traded away their stud in Lillard to Milwaukee. But Houston is one of those teams that I think can make some noise, that they can get into the playoffs and they can make it tough on some people, because the one thing Udoka is good at coaching is defense, okay? He had good defensive teams, great defensive teams when he was in Boston. So, you know, and the players have bought into it. They've bought into what Udoka is selling, and sometimes that's three-quarters of the battle. You get buy-in, you're going to have guys that are going to want to play hard for you, okay? And so Houston can sneak into that in that 10th spot, and them and Golden State switch places. Imagine this, ladies and gentlemen. Golden State not having or not being in the playoffs. Imagine Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green not being in the playoffs. When's the last time that we've really kind of had to ask that question? When have we ever thought Golden State was not going to be in the playoffs? I mean, heck, a couple of years ago, they're the world champs. They beat Boston and showed Boston what is exactly what it takes to win a championship. Okay, so, you know, there are some things that can happen that can kind of shake the world a little bit of NBA playoffs. And here's the other thing, is that battle for the sixth spot between Phoenix, the Phoenix Suns, and the Sacramento Kings, and the Dallas Mavericks. They're all separated by a half a game. New Orleans, which has been playing well of late, the Pelicans and Zion, okay, they're only a game and a half up on Phoenix. They're two games up on both Sacramento and Dallas. There can be some switching of teams and seeding when we get closer to the playoffs. I mean, we're pretty damn close right now, but I mean, there could be a lot of maneuvering, and I would not be shocked if Dallas or Sacramento switches with Phoenix or maybe even New Orleans in the last few games. They go on a win streak, and New Orleans somehow kind of stepped on themselves a little bit and falls out of the top six, or Phoenix falling out of the top six. And, you know, look, there's been questions about Phoenix all year. You know, Matt Ishbia came in, new owner, spending all sorts of money. You know, Andy and I both talked about, you know, the amount of money that he spent. Probably it may set the Phoenix Suns franchise back a bunch of years, okay, in terms of being able to pay that kind of money for three guys that until recently haven't spent a lot of time on the court at the same time. KD and Booker and Bradley Beal have not been together hardly at all on the floor at the same time. And you're spending all this money to try and get that chemistry. And people talk, well, they can get the chemistry together in the last 20 games. That typically does not happen. Chemistry takes time. Chemistry takes, you know, not 20 games. It takes maybe 30, 35 games to build that chemistry, to build that culture with a team. So, you know, when you take a look at the NBA, in terms of the Western Conference, you're talking about the major movement happening down the stretch here, the possibility of major movement happening at, you know, heading down the stretch here of the NBA season. And one thing that I saw this morning, or maybe it was last night, I'm not sure when it was, but it's in the last 12 hours for sure, is that last night, Portland, the Trailblazers, you know, they played Denver, and Denver was out, did not have Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray, but they started five rookies. Imagine an NBA franchise doing that. It's only been done twice, and this is the first time like in 50 years. Portland starts five rookies. I hear the music in the back. I know we got to take a little pause for the costs here, pay some bills. But come back. We'll have final take, my final take for the show. And this is the Dorf on Sports weekend edition, everybody. Come back.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
Welcome back, everybody, to the final segment of the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. My name is Mike Wilson. Andy, like I've been saying all morning, afternoon or night, wherever you are at, Andy is on his way back. He will be back on the show for the full 2 hours next week. But in the end, look, a couple of final takes here. In terms of the world of sports, Shohei Ohtani, I think he needs to be suspended. I think he needs to be take a step away from baseball because, you know, as Andy and I were talking about at the end of the first hour, where there's smoke, there's fire. And I think right now, his interpreter is taking the fall for maybe something that possibly that Shohei has been involved with. And look, if it is shown that by wire transfers or whatever kind of evidence that they can, that they will come up with Shohei, that he was betting on baseball, then look, it is Pete Rose part two all over again. And which is unfortunate, because I think Shohei has done a lot to certainly give people a lot of reasons to enjoy how he plays the game of baseball. And then my second take is, look, it's March Madness. Sit back, get your nachos, pizza, soda pop, or adult beverage, and just enjoy the madness, enjoy the upsets, enjoy the great stories. For Andy Dorf, for myself, for everybody that puts this show together, come back next week, and I appreciate you listening on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, everybody.
Guess what?
What? What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.